everybody, and welcome to the Billboard.com Pop Shop Podcast. My name is Jason Lipschutz, and I'm an associate editor and the Pop Shop blog editor of Billboard.com. Based in New York, I am not in New York right now. I'm in sunny California. We are here at Coachella on Sunday of Coachella. I want to introduce, actually, my usual co-host, Keith, is in L.A. He's a couple hours north. He is not here, sadly. We miss you, Keith. But we're here with Coachella expert of Billboard, Ty Comer. How's it going, man?
Hey, Jason. Happy Coachella, dude.
You were at the Coachella on the Coachella podcast last year. I just remembered that.
I was. It's become an annual
thing
now.
Wow. This is great. A nice tradition.
It is a wonderful tradition. Hey. I'm glad that we get to continue it this year.
Yeah. Well, we have here a very special guest, a performer of Coachella, a first-time performer who was absolutely fantastic on Saturday. Rin Weaver is on the Pop Shop Podcast.
Woo-hoo.
How are you,
Why,
Rin?
Hello, Jason.
Good to see you.
How are you?
You were great yesterday.
Thank you.
First Coachella performance. First, like, festival
first
performance,
festival,
right?
First thing with so many people. It was
that
great.
Was your first festival performance
ever? Yeah,
yeah. Wow, congratulations.
I've been to plenty, but I've never played.
Have you been to Coachella before?
Yes, multiple times.
Oh, okay. That's kind of what I figured since you're based
I'm
out here.
I'm a San Diego girl.
Yeah.
It was a rite of passage. I remember I told my mom my freshman year, I was like, oh, I'm going with my boyfriend. She's like, no, you're not. You had to, like, earn your way into Coachella.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because the parents knew what was up, you know.
Who did you see? Like, what was the first year you went?
Oh, God.
Is it, like,
Jay-Z
or?
Once before, yeah. But then I think the one that, like, was most impactful to me was my senior year, just because. Because senior year for me was, like, I was so ready to get out of the suburbs.
Yeah.
I moved to New York City. Mm-hmm. And I, like, was in love with the XX, and I saw their Sunset performance. And it was just a wild, wild weekend. That's the most memorable for me. I've done a couple here and there, but, you know, your senior year, you're, like, itching to leave home. And
it's like your senior trip, basically.
Yeah, it was, like, my senior Woodstock, right? And I was like, wow, like, life is so cool outside of the burbs.
I remember that year. That was a great year. We
that
had
that
really
big
XX versus Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, yeah. We did have a debate where that was a good day because, like, Postal Service was that day.
Postal Service. I think Hot Chip was that day.
Yeah, it was a solid day.
Hot Chip was.
So what do you've been here multiple times. What do you like about Coachella compared to all the other festivals?
I think for me, you know, it's changed over the years, too. It used to be you could buy, like, a day pass.
Yeah.
Now
not
it's like
not anymore.
It's a two-weekend event.
Yeah.
But I think what I like the most is my family is also from India in Coachella. I have a whole family, side of the family. So there's always sentimental value, I think, whenever I come here. And the desert, for some reason, makes me feel stripped down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
When I'm in the desert, I feel, like, so exposed. I don't know why. It's just, like, a very cleansing time for me.
That's totally fair. It's just
running through the polo fields. It's just it's magical.
Especially because it's like the start of, like, festival season and, like, getting rid of cold weather.
Yeah.
You come out here, it's so scenic. I mean, for people who haven't been here, it's all mountains and palm trees
and
desert.
Tan.
Yeah. Not me. I'm way too pasty for that.
I'm kind of the same way. As I get older, I can't get tan anymore. It's just, like, freckles and shit. Just like, no.
So
I'm sunscreen vampire girl now.
Yeah. We all have to live our lives.
Yeah.
We all have to do that. We all have to be us. So let's talk about your performance yesterday. So it's one. So it's like 1:15.
Which, like, if people missed it, I was like, I feel you. I don't think I've ever been to the festival that early.
That's like.
It's so hot at 1:15.
Yeah. It is so hot. Like, luckily, we were in the tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt bad because right after you, I saw Perfume Genius, who was outside.
I missed him, but I'm going next week.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. cool.
I wanted to see him so bad.
He was unbelievable.
We were actually driving by him in the van, and we heard, "Don't you know you queen?"
Yes.
Yet, and I'm just like, oh. And I was like, "Let us out!" And they're like, "No, you have interviews." I was like, "No!" I was like banging on the window.
We can be late. It's one song.
Yes, I love him.
He was, like, shimmying in fishnet stockings. It was unreal. But anyway, I felt bad because he was outside.
I love him.
He was outside. It was like 2:15, and the people who were there, like, really wanted to be there because it was really hot. So you were in the
tent.
That's
what I felt too. You know, like. I was in a tent, and I was lucky to have that slot. you know, because I was just terrified. It's your first festival, and all you're thinking is, it's different than people buying tickets to you. A lot of them are just checking you out because they're there and they're camping and whatever. So all I could think of was how most of the songs I was playing, no one's heard. They're all kind of mid-tempo, nothing like two. You know, I was like, please don't leave the tent once you come. But I was lucky because people just kept, you know, filing in and no one really left. So well, it sounds silly, but I was paying attention to that. I was like, cool, no one's leaving. This is great for me.
Well, that's one of the awesome things about Coachella is that, like, even if you're playing at 2 in the afternoon, like, you're playing to a packed tent, and the people who are there really want to be there. Like, there's that energy and enthusiasm that just, like, carries from
so
beginning to end. It's
energy.
Great.
It was crazy. It's like, you know, you expect people, at least from my perspective, the way I came out the gate, I feel like pretty much every performance I've done thus far has been me just, like, proving myself. Do you know what I mean? Like, people coming to see me and see if it's real. That's, like, been the weird, I think, experience I've had. This was kind of the first performance I got to have where everyone was singing all the words. It didn't feel like an industry thing.
Yeah.
You know, even though I know Coachella can be pretty industry and we're all here.
Yeah.
But, no, it was just all these kids in the audience singing my songs and the songs they didn't know. They were, like, trying to catch on so that they could start singing by the second chorus. I was like, wow, you guys, this is so cool for me. Because thus far, again, it's been New York and all these major markets, and it's been a lot of me being like, hello, and people in the back like, so this is like, I got to let loose. They like carried me through it, you know, because I was nervous, and like from the jump, like all the cheers and people in the front, and you get to see people's faces, so they're looking straight at you, like reaching for you, and you're like, whoa.
Some girl flashed you yesterday.
Yes.
Wait, what?
I didn't know how to respond to that. I was not rock and roll at all.
What's funny
my
is
eyes
that
just got huge, and I was like,
I saw your reaction. I was like, I bet she doesn't know how to react to that.
I had no idea. It was cool. I was thankful.
But it was just so funny.
I love a pair of boobies.
Like, it was just so funny because it's like 1:30 in the afternoon. It's like, man, someone is already like,
some girl just hops on some guy's shoulders and flashes me. I'm like, yes.
Well, there you go.
Coachella.
It's like the Coachella stamp of approval. It's like,
absolutely.
Boom.
You know you're doing something right if there's some drunk girl in the front flashing you.
I feel like you go to other festivals and it's like, well, that performance was good, but nobody flashed.
There was no flashing.
Come on. I don't know. I feel like Bonnaroo, that would happen. Yes. Like some like white girl dreads going on and like pulling their shirt up.
You're going to be at Bonnaroo this
Bonnaroo.
Year, right? And Firefly and all these
Outside
other festivals.
Outside Lands, Oceaga, Lollapalooza. Is it Oceaga or Oceaga?
I think it's Oceaga.
There we go.
I think it's Oceaga.
I'm doing all sorts of festies.
So
I'm getting my festy on this
So
year.
What was it like performing some of these songs that aren't released yet? And basically, you know that people, I mean, some of the songs like you played Free yesterday, you played Here Is Home.
Yeah.
You know that some of these songs are completely unfamiliar to
No one knows
people.
Them.
So what was that like? Does that make it easier or is it like?
Nope.
I guess
it makes it easier when people know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because they can follow you. I have a song, New Constellations, which is like a very dramatic end to the album. And it was after a kind of mid-tempo, is Here's Home. A bunch of songs in a row that they didn't know. And Here's Home to end it, you know. And I was just sitting there, and it's this really kind of ballad. And I was like, I hope people are vibing. Because at this point, you know, it's like, everything's so brand new. But people were like trying to wave their arms to it. I don't know. It was great. And then we went into Octahate. So I'm like, you waited. You were patient. Here
when,
it is.
When the beat dropped for Octahate, people it was like, and again, which is really cool because like you have to understand, I've seen a lot of like early afternoon performances where people are still kind of like kicking the sleep off and but people were hyped there you go.
And I was hyped and I was grown the night before and I did not get too silly. I actually left halfway through Tame Impala, who are my favorite, but you know, I was talking to Benny and all my friends and they're just like, so, do you want to feel good about your performance tomorrow? Or do you want to wake up in the morning and be like, oh, my God, warm-ups, you know. So, I was like, fair enough.
Pick your battles. What time did you get up on Saturday?
Oh, well, I didn't sleep.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah. I'm one of those. You know, I was like so nervous. I don't know. This is all still so surreal for me. And I'm so busy all the time that nothing's really... there's not always enough time, I think, in the day. We rehearsed like only twice or a few times because we'd been all over doing radio stuff. So I was just like, oh God, you know, I hope people can appreciate it. Because also, you know, the show, the record, as you've heard it, right?
Yeah.
It's meant to be played all the way through. Mm-hmm. It's got like a very, it's got a story to it. And a lot of storytelling, too, is it's much easier to do through having a light show, you know, and like being able to direct people. It's the drama of it. So a midday show, I was just, I don't know, I was nervous, but I'm a nervous Nelly. I guess that's just who I am.
Well, let's take a pause to say that your new album, your debut album is out in June. It's called
The Fool.
And yeah, it's such a fun album.
Thanks.
And I mean, I loved the song that you played, and you've played it before, but dedicated to your grandfather.
Yeah.
You got like emotional, and
oh,
it was very touching.
This is his hometown. You know, he was my I feel like everyone has that one person in the family that's the fellow black sheep. You know what I mean? Who's like, oh you, and you're like, oh you, please save me from this party. So he was just always my dude, and he filmed me my whole life, and I've always had this little, you know, speckle, and he always called me Marilyn. I was a little girl, and I had blonde hair. He chased me around with a video camera. He turned me into a performer, you know, and he's like my number one fan. He filmed like every children's theater play, everything, and even when they'd like come take the videotapes away from him and be like, sir, you're not allowed to film, he'd come back at the end like old man, just like, no, I need those tapes back. I'm making her a tape. And he put the first 5 years of my life on VHS that were like 12 hours long. He just like documented my entire life, and he was like my number one fan. And, you know, Coachella was like, this was such a big thing. And he only got to see one performance, which I was so lucky in L.A. But, you know, it's like, it's so hard when someone that's your biggest fan bounces out right before they actually get to see the fruit of their labor, you know, and all the love they put into you. So it was really special. And my dad was in the back. And, you know, he's my dad's one of those people, I think he holds a lot of things in. So it's very hard for him to, like, you know, deal with things, especially death, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So it was so cool to see him in the back filming. He's like pumping his fist to me.
I
was repping the family crest, you know, like do it for the family. I had to on this record. He died January 1st.
Yeah.
And I made him promise me that he would make it to this next year, which is so funny because, you know, I don't know, his sense of humor, that would have been him. Like, I did it. I did it.
What did your dad say after you got off stage?
Oh, just give me a big hug. Yeah. You become closer through death, I think. And it's been a wild couple months. And it really shakes you and shows you perspective. You know, I've been on this wild ride all year. And then you lose someone so important to you, and you're like, well, how important is all this other stuff? You know, it's your priorities get reset again, I think.
Yeah, so. Totally. Well, no, you had a lot of supporters there yesterday.
Whole family there. Yeah.
Yeah, I was standing next to Benny Blanco,
who
was wearing striped orange and blue overalls.
Yes.
Like, doing Benny.
I know, doing Benny. Yeah, no, my whole family was there, too, and I didn't even have any tickets for my friends because I got 20 tickets.
Oh, my God.
So you think that I can invite friends, but my mom's like, well, honey, you see, Aunt Kathy really wants to come. She's like, but Christy needs to come next weekend, but, oh, you know she's going to bring Rob. And I'm like, okay. So every ticket I got went to my freaking family. So I was like, okay, you got it. Like, I used to come here with all my friends. Like, I owe them tickets before I owe you tickets to Coachella. And then they're following me around the festival the whole time. I'm like, oh, hey. No, but it's been fun. But no, I've made them promise. I'm like, that's all you get this year.
Coachella and then done.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So you mentioned Tame Impala that you saw.
Love.
They were one of our favorites this year. They were incredible.
Incredible.
He's so dreamy, too.
Yeah.
They're also dreamy. They're like the 70s, like, I don't know, photo shoot.
Well, what was cool, one of the cool things.
On stage, you're just like, oh, look at them.
Dreamy Australian.
Oh, Australian. See, and I'm San Diego, so for some reason, I feel like we're very, a lot of Australians move to San Diego, and I think vice versa. I vibe on that wavelength. I really get the Australian dudes. So I was like, oh, Tame Impala. And all the San Diego guys, they're obsessed with Tame Impala. All my old friends, like, oh, you going tonight? I'm like, absolutely.
Is that the San Diego, all the San Diego dudes?
Oh, yeah. I have all these. And they're like extreme sportsmen. They're like surfers, mountain bikers, paragliders. Like, my friends are so wacky. They're like, oh, I just started rock climbing. I'm like,
wow.
Good for you. I'm driving around and sitting on my butt.
Living that desert life.
Running around. Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, one of the cool things about Coachella is that you have bands like Tame Impala who are, you know, still in that indie rock atmosphere. They don't really have, like, a huge smash song. I mean, I guess Elephant,
yeah.
A lot of people know. But, like,
Chicken, it's
but yeah, you wouldn't expect them to be, like, playing before AC/DC on the main stage on night one. But, I mean, that's a cool thing about Coachella. I don't know.
They're the kind of band you want to see at that time.
That's fair.
I saw so many kids on shrooms and, like, just, like, dancing in the middle of the pit. And you're just like, whoa, you're on one. I wish I was on your level right now. There's, like, people just, like, pointing at them on the stage. Like, yeah.
We saw people, you know, the glow hands.
Slowly drunkenly walking, yeah.
You know, like, the glow, like, where
the raver hands.
Glow.
There's lots of ravers.
Yeah.
The fingers, that it's like art. They dance with their hands.
There's a lot of fingers going on during Axel and Engrosso last night.
Light shows.
I got some pretty good shots of that.
Yeah, Axel and Engrosso had the light hands going.
It's a really interesting, beautiful culture. You know what I mean? And the raver kids, they're all plur, right? Peace, love, unity, respect. Like, it's a very festival season. It's like it's people that you don't see. And, you know, I was just talking with my friends about religion, right? Mm-hmm. You know, don't touch that. But what I'm saying is, you know, religion, it's because have you guys seen the Scientology documentary?
Going Clear. I watched it last week.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
It was wild and
it
terrifying.
Was nuts.
I'm
it
sorry
is
if
terrifying.
Any of you are Scientologists.
I went to bed with, like, nightmares.
I don't believe in paying to get clear. I don't believe in paying to get clear. That's not the way I live my life. But I was talking about how crazy it is. I'm like, but every religion is this story that you read and you follow and you love it and it gives you solace. And I'm like, and for these kinds of kids, like the festival culture, like music is kind of, it's basically what is going to get you through your life. You know, like, what do you have to believe in that, like, gets you from day to day? And, like, for so many of these kids, it's just love for music. And for artists, that's what it is too. But it's so cool to, like, just see these people that, like, made it out there. The ones that do trek it at 1:15 in the afternoon. It's just it's like a family. It's a community of kids on drugs, off drugs, having a good time. And it's really magical.
Well, it's interesting because in the Sahara tent, which is, for those who are not familiar, basically the EDM tent.
The rave tent.
People, you know, when I first started going to Coachella, I was wondering why, like, oh, how can you spend, like, the whole day in the Sahara tent? Like, there's so many other cool bands playing. But for some people, like, yeah, like you said, it's like
that's
a religious experience of just going
dancing
and spending
it's like
hours
tribal.
And hours. Yeah.
It's just this beat, and they are literally just, like, getting into their soul in the desert on whatever they're on, and they're just like, yes. I don't know. They're vibing out so hard. I had friends my senior year when I went with a bunch of friends. That was what they did the whole time. And I kept coming back and forth, but I was like, I don't know if I can hang. This isn't really my vibe, but, like, it is for one or two shows, but then I get so exhausted, and I'm like, I can't dance anymore.
And that's when you need the XX.
And then you go, right. And I used to, well, I am, though. I am a big music lover, and everything is my favorite band. But I used to use that. You know, now it's so oversaturated. There's so many people. But I feel like even back then, there weren't the two weekends. It was different. And, you know, different community, too. But I remember just every single band being like, they're my favorite band. And people are like, oh, good. And they just moved me to the front. And I was like, thank you.
Wow.
So every show I was right at the I was right up on the fence. And I was like, thank you guys so much.
Incredible.
Probably my favorite band, but I also just really wanted to be front and center. I was front and center for Edward Sharp, too, which their performance is like a real experience. And I hadn't seen it before. I'd seen nothing like that before.
Yeah, they were here a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
You know, I mean, going back to this year, I feel like this year a lot of the EDM and dance and electronic acts have tried to really, like, differentiate themselves and offer something unique. And I feel
like it's a very oversaturated market at the moment. Yeah.
And I feel like your buddy, Cashmere Cat,
Kitty,
did a great job of that
yesterday.
Oh,
he's so good.
He, like, people were really...
Ugh, I love him.
It was a very, like, soulful electronic
performance. He is soulful. He's a soulful little Norwegian cat. And it's like, Norwegians are so dry, too, you know? And he's always like, what? What is it? And he's like, I'm a cat. And you're just like, look at little...
That's what he says.
Who are you? Yeah, and he just, like, walks around. He, like, shuffles around the stage. And then he, like, does a little claw. Like, he's so fierce, but, like, so toned down. Like, it, you know, there's no, like, effort in it. It's very much like, oh, thank you, guys. It's like there's no... I don't know. He is a trip. I am, like, entranced by him whenever I see him on stage. And I was dancing. I don't know if you saw. Were you there? I was dancing right behind.
I did not see you. I was at Cashmere Cat. I didn't see you guys though. It was great. I mean, there's been a lot of like fun, non like EDM DJ dance stuff this year. Like Caribou was awesome.
Oh, I miss them. But yeah. I will say this: I used to think the two weekends was really corporate, and I was like, "That's gross." But it's not gross because guess what? It's better for the artists because I get to come back next weekend and see everyone that I didn't get to see. It's wild. You know, because at first, like, I was a festival goer, and I'm like, but then it's, like, not even one unified experience. But, like, you know, I've reached a point where it's, like, you're doing all the press, you're walking around. I'm like, all I want to do is be able to catch all of these people. How often do you, as an artist, do you have the time to see a bunch of other acts? It's, like, festivals like this, it's, I want them all to start doing two weekends so you can actually fit in everything you want, like Caribou. Oh,
yeah. And you
Caribou
know
to me had one it of the best records of last year.
Yeah. It also allows people to, like, more people get to see the band.
Exactly.
It's not, like, so overcrowded. Like,
exactly.
They're not trying to fit, like, two weekends worth of people onto the field at the same time. Like, I remember the Rage Against the Machine year. I could barely move just because it was so packed in. And now it's like, you know, people just have a better experience overall.
Oh, my God,
overall.
The Rage Against the Machine year. See, Coachella, it's like... I don't know. See, but for me, where I'm from, it's just like every year was like this big special thing. I don't know.
Well,
it's crazy to be playing. It's really crazy to be playing.
Speaking of Rage, Zach De La Roca came out with Run the Jewels yesterday.
Really?
It was unbelievable.
See, I'm awful. It's just I've been, well, I did like 5 hours of interviews yesterday, and I was just like, oops, I missed everyone.
Well, you're
and
going,
I was like, good night.
You're going over today, right?
Yes, Drake.
Drake. Okay.
Drake. Jamie XX.
Florence and the Machine.
Florence.
I'm pumped for Drake.
Did you hear about Drake's special guest?
His?
Yeah.
What, Jay-Z or Kanye?
There's some rumors.
What are the
rumors? We heard Madonna might come out. We're hearing Kanye West might come out.
That'd be dope.
So people are going to hear this podcast anyway tomorrow, so I guess they'll know.
So it doesn't matter. Yeah,
this.
They'll know. Whoa, we're like speaking towards the future.
Exactly.
They'll be like, we know better.
I mean, it's such a fun experience. Ren, I mean, this has been awesome. I'm really happy you were here.
I love you. We always bro down.
This is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been trying to get you on the podcast for like a couple weeks, and then I realized you were at Coachella, and I was like, yeah, let's do a co-hosted.
A nice little Coachella co-host.
What's the Drake song you have to hear tonight?
Oh God, there's too many. That whole last album, I just used to drive through California with my best friend Haley, who I don't know if you saw her. Literally,
she's here somewhere.
Yeah, we just used to drive all day long, swinging. I'm just like, oh,
yes.
I can't. I have no idea. I every single song is its own thing. Why has it been so long? Oh, I just want to go in. I just want to dance because I've also had to, like, hold back.
Yeah.
It's like, don't be too messy.
Yeah.
Tonight I get to be messy.
Yeah, this is the Sunday night's the time.
Yes,
it's like the blast
hurrah. Get wild.
Did you see Outkast last year?
I didn't come last year.
Oh, you weren't here last year.
I told you I made a promise 2 years ago that I wouldn't come back until I played.
Well, there you go.
But luckily,
well,
I only had to
here.
Wait a year, which
can,
is crazy.
You can see Drake. You can experience the
all
wonders
of
Coachella.
I
want to
meet him. I don't know. Drake, I think everyone has the same feeling, boys, girls. Everyone's just like, ah.
Drake.
And you know, like, people give him shit and say he's soft. I'm like, he's not soft. He's real.
Yeah.
If you're fronting that you're hard... there's something sketchy about you. I think, like, most of the time, like, I want to hear people that are soft. I want to hear people talking about things that matter and, like, the sticky situations that are relationships and the sticky situations that are fame and all the stuff that comes with it, success, the business, the hustle. Like, I'm learning that now. Like, I fall more and more in love with Drake every single day that I'm in this game. So, like, I just want to meet him. Maybe a kiss.
You know what? I hear he's a regular Billboard podcast listener, so maybe he'll hear this and he'll be like, you know what?
Hey, Drake.
Rin Weaver.
Oh, God.
Well, this has been awesome, Rin.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for co-hosting, man.
Yes.
Coachella Extra. Is there anything else you want to...
Love your red shades. You're so colorful.
Anything else you
want to
touch upon in terms of Coachella? Dude, I feel like we talked
honestly,
it all.
I feel like
we want to get
we
over.
Would not do this podcast justice if we didn't mention Steely Dan. Can I just say
Steely
the words?
Dan, yeah.
Steely Dan.
Oh, you did see. Okay.
Best out of the whole weekend.
Missing his tooth, looking like a boss. I was just like, yes.
Missing his tooth, looking like a boss.
I've never seen
so
more
cool
happy people
big
in my
screen.
Entire life.
I was like, yeah, rock that canine being gone. It was like so wild to me. Oh, I was so into it too because dad rock, man. Like San Diego girl, my dad, Steely Dan. That was like driving every day.
It was and like did you see Walter Becker the guitarist, his like mid set rant where he was like, people are think we're over but we're here and we're gonna dominate, and it was like,
which is like so tragic because it's like, no, we don't think you're over, like play for us, we love you. But those are the complexes of this weird industry too.
Yeah.
You see it all the time with as people age, they get an unnamed pop star that I saw this weekend threw me so much shade.
What?
I was like, excuse me, darling. I was like, I've seen you many a times, and you saw me back when I was nothing, and you were nice, and now things are going well for me. And she's talking to my friend, and we're walking, but she's looking at me the whole time that she's talking for like a minute, and it's so awkward. I'm like, hi. And she goes, and she just kept talking.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Shade. The shade is real. It is hard out here for a girl. That is all I will say.
But Steely Dan.
A lady in this fucking, sorry, in this game, a lady in this game, it is tough because the girls bully you. It's weird. It's a weird game.
But Steely
Dan.
And
then they bully you until, like, they have no choice but to like you. And then you're like, oh, hey.
But I'm just glad Steely Dan hasn't given you any shade.
Steely Dan gave me no shit. Steely Dan gave me life. I was watching that. Oh, my God. And my parents. I went with my parents.
So you went with your...
Yeah.
Like, so you watched
to.
Dad
my
rock
dad
with your
a,
dad.
Yes. He had his visor on. Dad had a white visor. My mom's like, look. Look at Rin Weaver. She's like, I'm wearing your moccasins. And I'm like, and she's like, why don't you wear moccasins anymore? I'm like, I don't know. I grew up. I felt like there was some appropriation going on that I didn't need to be a part of. But my mom, like, rocked my moccasins all weekend. She's, like, fitting into my clothes now. She's so cute. But, yeah, no. And if I look, Kellogg, my manager, knows. We were all standing over there. And then I left my parents. I bailed them, unfortunately. I was like, gotta go to bed. And they're like, oh, okay. And then I didn't really go to bed. We went to the other area for a second. But then I was like, look. And you just see this white visor just, like, chill dad bopping. My dad's head, like, so smooth, so boppy. You know what I mean? Just to the only way you would bop to Steely Dan. And my dad was just living. And when I told him,
God,
I got him Coachella tickets, too, and I was like, are you excited for Steely Dan? It wasn't even a dad response of, like, yeah, I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be great. My dad's like, oh, man. He's like, have I been waiting to see Steely Dan? So, yeah, it was so fun for me and my family, too.
Oh, my God. Well, there you go. We have to – that's it. That's how we end.
There.
Steely Dan
leave
gives us all life. Thank you, Rin Weaver.
Thank you,
Ty.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to this special Coachella podcast, and we'll be back later this week.
Coachillin' podcast.
With Rin Weaver.
Much love.
Thanks again, and take care, guys.